This ground, my friends, on which we stand is sacred. The soil of Arbour Hill, the final resting place of the leaders and patriots of the 1916 Rising, the foundation of our dream, Ireland united and free, taking its rightful place amongst the nations of the world. The words of the proclamation echo across history and reverberate powerfully for this generation of Republicans. In so many ways, the things for which the rebels of the Rising fought are the same things for which we strive today. National freedom, democracy, economic and social justice for all. That is the vision that lights a fire in our hearts, which propels us forward in search of the Republic. 108 years ago, ordinary Irish men and women marched out to do the unimaginable, to take on the might of the British Empire, to end Ireland's centuries-old subjugation, and to establish an independent Irish Republic. These noble rebels knew that the odds were stacked against them, but their courage, their incredible reservoir of hope, defined that revolutionary generation. Those who rallied to the ranks of the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizen Army believed that the sun of a better tomorrow would only rise with the people of Ireland shaping and deciding their own destiny. And it was this unwavering belief that gave birth to the Republic on the streets of Dublin and inspired the rebels to fight for its survival for 6 long days. The streets, the laneways, the buildings touched by rebellion belong to our history. Arbour Hill is the final resting place of the leaders of that rising, and it is the terrace of Moore Street that was their final meeting place. It must be protected and restored as the birthright of future generations to drive regeneration of the North Inner City, not to be torn down in the name of profit. We will never surrender our revolutionary history, and we will keep fighting for Moore Street. The rebels of 1916 were ordinary people who stepped forward to do extraordinary things. Their bravery lit a flame of freedom too powerful to confine to the past. It stands as a living, breathing inspiration for us today. Those who rose up against British rule were not satisfied with Ireland as it was. They reached heroically for the Ireland that could be. They were revolutionaries, they were cultural revivalists, they were the dreamers and the doers. They were the change makers of their time, and they transformed the course of Irish history. Today, that mantle of changemaker falls to you, to this generation, to make change happen in our communities, to make change happen right across Ireland. The appetite for real change is driven by ordinary people determined to win a better future. And it is most powerfully reflected, perhaps, by the fact that Michelle O'Neill is now First Minister in the North. For the first time ever, a Republican, a nationalist, is head of government in a state that was designed, that was engineered to ensure that it could never, ever happen. But it did. Michelle has pledged to reach beyond the trenches and hurt of the past and to be a First Minister for all. And I think every day she proves herself to be true to her word. And we are rightly so proud of Michelle, so proud of our comrades for making politics work every single day. And the great beauty, of course, of the peace that we've built together is that we can hold fundamentally opposing views about the future, about constitutional change, and still work together to make life better for workers and families in the here and now. Here in the South, as the Free State is called, people believe that real change is possible. Irish Republicans are about the task of achieving a new united Ireland where workers, families and community comes first. And we have never been closer. So we shouldn't be surprised that as we push for change, there is a pushback by those who thrive on division, who seek to distract for their own selfish reasons. Let me say this. They will not succeed. They will not succeed because the need for change in our communities is unanswerable, and Sinn Féin is the party that will deliver it. Today we are witnessing the rearguard action of the political establishment too. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the parties who have passed power back and forth to each other for a century, now cling to government at any cost. They now propose to install their third Taoiseach in 4 years. In little over a week, those parties who seek to appoint Simon Harris as head of government without allowing the people to have their say in a general election. So we face an incredible scenario where Fianna Fáil, who refused to vote confidence in Simon Harris as health minister, now prepared to line up one after the other to vote him in as Taoiseach. And likewise, independent TDs will also line up to make Simon Harris Taoiseach. So much for their independence as they act to keep this failed government in office. As they prepare to hand the keys of government buildings to Simon Harris and deny the people the democratic opportunity to have their say, to decide who is in government and to decide who leads that government. So if Simon Harris wants to be Taoiseach, if Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan really believe that their government commands the support of the public, well, they should have no problem putting that to the people in a general election. I believe the people not only want a general election, I believe they would relish an election and the chance to call time on a government that is tired, out of touch and out of ideas. It's now, friends, a time for a new government with energy and determination. A government of change that will roll up its sleeves and get the work done to fix housing, to sort out health, to ensure that young people can build a good life and a prosperous future here at home, instead of being forced out by the repeated failures of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. We need a government that will finish the business of 1916 and make the promise of the proclamation real in the lives of ordinary people. Sinn Féin leads the opposition, and we will call out this bad government at every turn. We are change makers and we want a government of change. We want to lead that government of change. A government without Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil for the first time in 100 years. So our message today is simple. Call a general election and let the people decide. Community is everything to us in Sinn Féin. We're a party of activists, rooted in our communities, working every day for real improvements in local areas. We want the best for our communities. We want people to have the services, quality of life, and the responsive local government that they deserve. The work done by councils is so important, and it takes on an even greater importance because of the housing crisis. So electing as many Sinn Féin councillors as possible is part of the solution. This is how we turn the tide on the housing crisis, get families off waiting lists into homes, deliver our plan to make housing affordable again, and make sure that everybody, everybody can put a secure roof over their head. I believe that this is the most important local election for a generation. And so we are standing a record number of candidates. And friends, make no mistake, we are standing every single one of them to win. Ireland is an ancient European nation. We believe in working with our European neighbours where we can drive positive change, make real progress and build a better future. Our place is in the European Union, but we also know that Irish people are best placed to make the decisions that affect them, particularly on issues of foreign affairs, taxation, and of course, investment in public services. We believe passionately in the independence of Ireland's foreign policy, in defending our military neutrality, in standing up for families and for communities. For far too long, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been deferential to the European Union. Sinn Féin is different. We will, of course, back policies when they work for Ireland, but we will oppose them when they do not. We will never, ever roll over on the things that matter to the people of our country. Our vision is for a European Union that works better for the ordinary people of Ireland and for the ordinary people of Europe. Sinn Féin MEPs will not be afraid to stand up for Ireland. Lynn Boylan and Dathi Doolan and Lynn Boylan for perfect balance, they're not afraid to stand up for Ireland. And that's why, friends, we need to leave it all on the pitch. We need to get them elected to the European Parliament. We need to get all of our council candidates elected too. We need to leave it all on the pitch. And on election day on June the 7th, when people go to their local polling station, they will have a choice. Choose change. Come out and vote for change by voting for Sinn Féin. Back us to deliver real improvements for you, your family and your community. Back us to get the job done, and we will not let you down. The struggle for freedom and peace in Ireland has always connected with freedom struggles throughout the world. Today, our thoughts are with the people of Gaza. Our thoughts are with the people of the West Bank. Our thoughts are with Palestine. Over the last 7 months, they have endured a genocide. More than 30,000 Palestinian men, women and children have had their beautiful lives taken in the most brutal of ways. And now Gazans endure famine and the spread of disease. Israel's onslaught on Gaza is the gravest human rights violation of our time, and it's broadcast live across television and social media. For these atrocities, the Israeli government must be held accountable. So we call again on Israel to end its slaughter. Those that support and finance Israel to end their complicity. We call for an immediate, full and permanent ceasefire. And that needs to happen now. Ireland has a powerful role in all of this, in speaking truth to power, in calling out Israeli impunity, in standing with the Palestinian people. And we know from our own history that no conflict is intractable. No conflict has no solution. Peace is a question of will. It's a choice. And the only thing that ultimately will transform this horrific situation is the renewal of a peace process grounded in international law with the explicit aim of freedom for Palestine and a Palestinian state. So today, with the words of our own freedom proclamation beating loudly in our hearts, we say, end the genocide, end the war in Gaza, end the occupation, end apartheid, cease fire now, free, free Palestine. Our ultimate objective is a united Ireland. That's a society of equality, in which every person can achieve their aspirations and pursue happiness. Reunification is the next chapter in the story of Irish nationhood. I believe that we will have unity referendums in this decade. Our job is to win these referendums and win them well. Win them well by reaching out, exceeding expectations, pushing the boundaries, building alliances. Uniting Ireland is about building a nation for all our people. The united Ireland we seek is a true reconciliation between the orange and the green and every community that falls across the spectrum and the glorious blaze of colour in between. We do this in the spirit of Tone, where everyone who calls Ireland home reaches for a better future, side by side. So it's time now for the Irish government to get serious, to wise up, to wake up about constitutional change. It's time to establish an All-Ireland Citizens' Assembly and to plan for Irish unity. A new, united Ireland is about everyone, it's for everyone, and planning for it has to involve everyone. In his address to his court-martial, following the Easter Rising, Padraig McPearish said, "We have kept faith with the past and handed on a tradition to the future. We, my friends, are the inheritors of the hopes so dearly held by the rebels of 1916. Our generation can be, will be, the generation that unites Ireland and delivers the republic envisaged by the proclamation. We look beyond today to a new Ireland for all the children of the nation, to a coming together of all our people, to a republic of equality, of fairness, and of justice. This is a future worth believing in, worth working for, worth achieving. I believe that we are now closer than ever. The destiny of the Irish nation is on the horizon. So let's leave Arbour Hill today determined to move mountains, to move heaven and to move earth, to realise that dream for which our gallant patriots gave their lives." Gurumila Mahagov and a happy Easter.